Good morning students, welcome back to chapter 12 Heron's formula module 2 class 9th mathematics. In the previous module we learned to find the areas of various triangles in which base and heights were given. We also learned how to find the areas of a triangle in terms of its three sides using Heron's formula and discussed some problems also. In this module we will discuss some applications of Heron's formula. For example, suppose a farmer has a land to be cultivated and he employs some laborers for this purpose on the terms of wages calculated by area cultivated per square meter. How will he do this? If a farmer wishes to find the area of his field, which is in the shape of a quadrilateral, he needs to divide the quadrilateral in triangular part. Then we use Heron's formula for the area of triangle. We will concentrate on such types of problems. Let us discuss some examples from day-to-day life. Suppose students of a school stage a rally for cleanliness campaign. They walk through the lanes in two groups. One group walk through the lanes AB, BC and AC, while the other through AC, CD and DA. Then they clean the area enclosed within their lanes. If AB equal to 9 meter, BC equal to 40 meter and CD equal to 15 meter. Similarly, DA equal to 28 meter and angle B equal to 90 degree. Which group cleaned more areas and by how much? Find the total area cleaned by the students. In this problem, we will draw the figure for group 1 and group 2 respectively. For group 1, we get a triangle ABC with angle B equal to 90 degree and for group 2 in triangle ADC with sides AD equal to 28 meter and CD equal to 15 meter. Let us find the area of right triangle ABC by using the formula half into base into height. Therefore, area of triangle ABC equal to half into base into height equal to half into 40 into 9 gives us 180 meter square. Now in triangle ACD, where AD equal to 28 meter and CD equal to 15 meter, we can find the third side by Pythagoras theorem. So in triangle ABC, AC square equal to AB square plus BC square equal to 9 square plus 40 square, which gives us 81 plus 1600 equal to 1681, hence AC equal to 41 meter. Now we can use Heron's formula to find the area of triangle ACD. We know S equal to A plus B plus C by 2. Let us substitute the value of A, B and C. Therefore S equal to 41 plus 28 plus 15 by 2 equal to 42 meter. Hence, the area of triangle ACD equal to root of S into S minus A into S minus B into S minus C. Let us substitute value of S and A, B and C in this formula. Therefore, we get 42 into 42 minus 41, 42 minus 28, 42 minus 15. If you simplify, you will get area of triangle ACD equal to 126 meter square. From the area of triangle ABC and area of triangle ACD, we observed that first group clean more area, that is 180 minus 126 equal to 54 meter square, and the total area is 180 plus 126 equal to 306 meter square. Students, there are many problems in this PPT of this module and even worksheet also. So you please solve them and practice this problem. Thank you.